Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The show family, it's Brett. Time for another family meeting. Put down the chocolate milk. One of your fathers is talking. He needs to see you in the living room. Come on. On this family episode, on this family meeting episode, some snippets from Chris and Kevin and I's conversation last time we recorded. Release the Show is brought to you by Simply Seattle. You can go visit them in person at one of their stores. The original store is still on First Avenue right there in Seattle, but you can also shop online, simplyseattle.com. Use our promo code RTS10 for 10% off of anything on the website, whether it's Kraken gear, Seahawks gear, Huskies gear, Mariners gear, whatever you're into, they've got it at Simply Seattle. And when you tell them that we sent you there, we love that, and they love that. And then we love that again, and then they love us for that and everything. So RTS10, that's RTS10 for 10% off of everything at simplyseattle.com. So what is this family meeting about? Well, it's a new year, so it's time for a State of the Pod episode. How's the podcast going? What's the podcast up to? And where's it going in the future? Sit down on the couch or the beanbag chair and sit back and listen to the three of us try to figure out what the hell's going on around here. It's a State of the Pod, man. Turn it up. Well, this is going to be like more of a State of the Pod type thing. You know, the people want to know out there, Kevin, like,
this meeting is being recorded.
What are we up to and stuff? And how the show's going, and I don't know. I saw other podcasts doing it for the new year, so I figure why not?
The president does it, right? Why why not our little podcast?
Yeah, State of the Pod, you know.
Is one of you giving the address?
Ooh.
The State of the Pod address?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, for a second, I was like, we don't have an address, Chris. We're all at our houses.
Do we not even have a P.O. box? Come on.
Yeah. I was like, you don't have to worry, buddy. we started not that long ago, right? And we're doing great, first of all. Just like, you know, I feel like as your president, I should let you all know that, like, we're good. We're doing great. Family is growing. Even with some games being postponed and stuff, everybody's still listening. Everybody's still hanging in there. Thanks for all the love on social media and people still emailing and all of that kind of stuff. We love you guys out there. So that's all good. But I guess, like, update-wise, you know, no nickname Ryan.
Need one for him.
It's a sad state of affairs over there. Yeah.
Doesn't have a nickname Ryan, is crushing it. With some designs and working on some exclusive t-shirt designs and things like that. And we're really working on getting the store kind of overhauled and up and running for the new year. So stay tuned for that. Also, possibly some stuff in the works with our friends from Simply Seattle as as some merch.
And tell me more.
Some things like that. I can't tell you more right now.
Oh!
But possibly some very exciting things on the horizon with them. So I guess that's like if the president just teases like some laws or something. Do they ever do that?
They should think about that. They usually talk way too much. I think that's a better strategy. Tease the things that are coming.
Coming up in my next year, I might do a law about something.
Vote for me again and you'll see.
Yeah. What else? Listener parties. We're looking at March possibly for our next listener party, but there might also be something going on with the Super Bowl, so stay tuned to all social media for that. It might be more for the other, for our sister podcast or our brother podcast or our cousin podcast,
sibling podcast,
whatever you want to call it, which is Believe in Seahawks with Lofa and
we're very close.
The football thing. But we'll all be there if something happens. So there might be those things. And but then there might be an official release the show type event in March.
Do people watch the Super Bowl? Do people still watch the Super Bowl?
They fast forward through the Super Bowl for the commercials.
For the commercials, okay.
Yeah.
Pause Sorry. It. The commercials are back on. Yeah. Get back in here. The rest of it you can see on SportsCenter later. It's a lot faster. Yeah. Do you guys watch the whole Super Bowl? You do? Do you still to this day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
It depends on where I end up in the crowd that I'm with. As far as the ratio between commercials and football game and who's really into just, you know, shut up, the game is on, or shut up, the commercials are on, just like you were joking about. But I usually watch it in some form every year. Yeah.
I feel like most Super Bowl parties is like a little TV in the corner and like the game's on and then people are partying and kind of hanging out. Like I've rarely been to a Super Bowl party where everyone's like, oh, quiet, the game's on. Is it a similar vibe for you guys, or do you find Super Bowl parties where it's like everyone's into the game?
Well, the only Super Bowl party, or the only year that I haven't gone to a Super Bowl kind of party or get together recently is the Seahawks Super Bowl, both of them against the Broncos and the Patriots. Because I was like, I don't want to be with anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be a ball Focused. Of nerves. I don't want someone talking in the corner like I wanted to watch. And so I just watched it with my buddy, who's a huge Seahawk fan as well. But then other than that, I'm always at a party. And yeah, you're right. Nobody's really watching the game.
Yeah, no. Super Bowl parties are, you know, the Super Bowl is like the lowest on the priority list if you go to those.
Yeah. I've been to one where, you know, they do the squares. So you got to put your money down on each quarter or whatever score. And then also incorporated like a drinking game throughout each quarter. If something happens, take a drink or take a shot or something like that. So people are motivated, incentivized to actually pay attention to the game. And so that time there's a little bit more, hey, okay, everybody, we got to pay attention to what's going on here.
You know, whether you're playing squares or you're just outright wagering on the game with your friends, a better place to do that is betonline.ag. Why, you ask? Well, because you get a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up using our promo code BELIEVE, spelled our way, B-L-E-A-V. 50% on top of whatever you deposit into betonline.ag. That's like playing with house money. BetOnline has a brand new dashboard. They got bets on the NFL, MLB, NBA, UFC, whatever you're into, they got it at betonline.ag. Don't forget to use our promo code. It lets them know that we sent you there. BLEAV at betonline.ag. All right, back to the conversation.
You're probably right, though. For the most part, people are just kind of kicking it and in and out of paying attention.
Yeah.
And now half the commercials they release like a week beforehand anyway. So that was a big piece of everyone crowding around and watching the commercials, but you've seen half of them beforehand. So I don't know if that's part of the reason too, that people aren't as into it.
I went to Vegas a couple weekends ago and I was just, it still all makes sense in a second. I was just, while I was there, I was like marveling at like how just, you know, an ode to commercialism and capitalism and the excess and spending money, and it's like a theme park for spending money. Like we decide to go there to give them our money. It's like,
and we anticipate losing it all too. It's so funny.
That's what I mean. Right. And like we know drinks are expensive. We know, like, everywhere you turn in that town, there somebody's, you're spending money somehow, right? And I was laughing with my friends about how like we choose this city to come to, and that's just like the most American thing ever. And the Super Bowl is kind of like the Las Vegas of TV things, sort of, isn't it? Like, it's a huge show, it's a huge spectacle, and then we're sort of there for the commercials and the corporations and the consumerism and the, it's funny, right?
I see what you did there at the end, tied it back in.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why, it's just strange, you know? Like what year was the first year that someone was like, but the commercials?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. We got to put producer Katie on that.
Because I think my mom and stuff has always been obsessed with the commercial. Has your guys like who's right?
Oh yeah,
you've always been into the commercials. I always kind of have been. But when was that?
I bet
thing?
If you asked and got like a sample, that more people would be into that. Watch the Super Bowl. More people would be into the commercials than the game. Like the game, I think, is a very small percentage, but the commercials, everyone loves watching for the commercials.
I used to say when I was on a TV show that we're just here to record the entertainment that happens between commercials, like the same joke we're making for this football game, and it would piss everybody on set off because I think they kind of realized that I was kind of right. Because like TV is just for the advertising. That's why it exists, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true. It's true. Did we get the answer from producer Katie?
She's on it, but
yep. Hard at work on it.
Has a confused face.
Yep, I got it. The first year there was a Blockbuster commercial was 1984.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. It was Apple Computer.
Oh.
Oh. I was going to guess like a beer.
I said beer 96.
So
it all comes back to Apple. What are we talking about?
I think we're talking about the Vegas podcast of TV shows.
Vegas, yeah. CSI Vegas, or yeah, who knows what we're... I think if we bring it back, right, I think the reason why we're growing, what we're talking about, all these events, and we got all this good stuff going is really because of our listeners being here with us for this ride. We were like the first Kraken show that was out there. There are more that have come and tried to emulate what we do, but we were the first Kraken show doing shows before they even had the expansion draft and doing listener parties. And the only reason that this show is growing is because all you out there listening. So we appreciate it and just love being a part of this with you.
Yeah. We were the first podcast in existence.
Yeah, that's right.
And if we care,
don't look that up, Katie.
And if we
no fact check. Yeah.
I was going to say, and if we cared more, it would be better too.
Yeah.
Shout out to us because like we're awesome.
No, there we go.
This is like that award speech you get up there. First and foremost, I'd like to thank myself.
Wasn't it McConaughey? Didn't McConaughey thank himself?
I think that sounds right.
Somebody recently was like, I want to thank me for just like sticking with it or something. I swear. Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, McConaughey, right? Yeah.
I mean, one of the neat things I think too is some of the guests we're talking about having on the show and just the people, not just the listeners, but the people that are around the Kraken, covering the Kraken that have been on this show or that we're talking about having on the show in the future. And even to see them grow with our podcast is pretty exciting too.
Yeah, I like some of the names I'm hearing coming up.
If any listeners to Release a Show out there ever meet Kraken players, you know, sometimes they do like meet and greet at the team store or something like that. You guys, it's your duty to tell them to come on Release the Show because we're trying to get players.
Especially if it's Dan. If you see Dan out there, you got to let him know that Release the Show is the one that gets the credit for his season being turned around. And he's got to come on this show. We got to have Dan on this show before the season's done.
Release the Show is the people following him in the unmarked van. And we have duct tape. And it's going to happen at some point. We're just going to pull over, like 80s movie style. Pull over, Chris throws open the sliding door. Mm-hmm. Kevin grabs him by both shoulders. Yeah.
Who's driving?
It's got to be. I mean, Brett said you and I are there. Brett's got to be there. He's got to be driving then.
Yeah. I guess I'm driving.
Okay. Are you a good driver?
You're the doorman.
Good getaway driver?
Oh, I'm a driver, baby. You're the doorman. You work the door.
Come on in.
You're the bouncer of our unmarked van. Now part of the state of the show is that we're buying a van this year, guys.
Yeah. Put it in the budget. Put it in the budget.
It's not going to be that. It's unmarked. It's like, I mean, like this is very bare bones, yeah, nondescript van. It shouldn't
use
be
car lot. That's true.
Get Sergeant Pickles on finding us a van. Well, as producer Katie would say, or your therapist would say, we're out of time. This has been Release the Show. Thank you to our sponsors, Simply Seattle and Bet Online. We'll be back later in the week with a big, big episode. Keep on emailing us, releasetheshow@gmail.com, and keep on following us on any social media, @releasetheshow. We'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.